it is. Hank?
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here is the good news. Yes. And a Wednesday, midweek edition of Not necessarily the news. Which, friendly reminder, get the special Not Necessarily the News year-end edition and issue. Oh. It's our 2024 year in review. It's finally available at newsstands now.
Yeah, that's a lot of issues.
That was printing time. There's some delays.
Tariffs? Let's start right out. Yeah. Hey, what happened?
Thank you very much. Our Hank Facebook Livers, have fun in the comment section. Well, while we anticipate tonight's big Powerball drawing be over $1.25 million, just before that, he commandeers the airwaves today. And probably won't be bumped. He'll be bumping today. Trump is going to do a primetime address to the nation live tonight from presumably the Oval. So speculation on what he's going to talk about. Probably going to be something about Venezuela. Mm-hmm. I think we got some more oil tankers. There's an embargo now going on. Yeah, we're stopping all oil going in and out of Venezuela. And then other stuff.
Things.
They're reclassifying marijuana. They're going to... I don't know. He's doing all sorts. That's why we have him on every Tuesday.
I want to know about interest rates. Come on. I'm going to need some new shoes.
They don't know what they're doing. Do you understand that?
Anyway, Absolutely. That'll be taking... it'll everywhere tonight. Enjoy it.
So I'm not the only woman that's incredibly interested in sports and showing off my finesse. When Martha Stewart, she's right here beside me, and is hardcore...
Really?
When it comes to being a fan. Well, no, she's not necessarily here, but she's, you know, here in spirit. Could be
always
part of our girl gang one day.
Always.
Call me Martha. She's sacrificing life and limb to prove that she is a big baller fan. The domestic diva was watching a Knicks-Pacers game last May. Got a little clipped on the sidelines.
He stepped on my big toe in this foot. That's why I'm wearing open-toed shoes, because it's the only kind of shoes I can wear now, because he broke my toe. And it was like in the last 5 minutes of the game with the Pacers, and then they went into overtime, which made it even more painful because I couldn't get up and leave to go take care of my toe.
I think she said that was Jalen Brunson that did that.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Former Dallas Maverick great. Thank you, sports director.
Jaylen. Time to talk about sports.
He also sat on her lap for some reason.
That's...
So there's a visual.
All right. Spoiler alert. Carson Daly is about to be heard. It's about the only time we allow Carson Daly on the show at all. Because last night, your winner from The Voice, Carson,
the winner of The Voice is...
Spoiler alert.
Aiden Ross!
And there you go. Aiden Ross is your winner. Here he is singing a little bit. Was, I think, last year's winner. All right, that's last year's winner.
Okay.
Here comes it. And you have almost been whammed.
It's not George Michael.
Yeah, it's true. But that was Team Nile. Niall Horan, who was not, for some reason or another, at the finale and didn't perform anyway. Team Snoop, Martha's best friend, Ralph, came in second. And then Team Niall, Deck of Hearts, come in third. By the way, you will not be able to see the season finale of Survivor tonight.
Oh, why?
Because the president's taking over.
America!
Everything there. And then he'll vote people off the island.
Is it in Venezuela, too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So there's a lot of things to worry about during the holidays. I mean, you've got to worry about the menu. You've got to worry about the presents. Santa, then there's Grandma, Grandpa, everybody coming to visit. And most importantly, that would be Tim McGraw's pants. Wore a fringe number on stage the other night, and the internet is doing what the internet does. Some asked how faith could actually allow him to leave the house looking like that. Others... comparing him to one Lanny Wilson. So what does Tim have to say about it? He's not worried. He decided to double down and wear them again because he's been in the music industry for 35 years and simply does not give a hoot. That's the word he
doesn't give a pan. You know, Also, it's one of the luxuries of being confident in your marriage, too, because all you have to impress is one person.
Yeah, you should wear fringe to the wedding. That would be
fun.
Everyone's invited. Yeah.
She'd be all for it. Well, they say that a third of us keep wrapping paper after the Christmas holiday in hopes of ever using it again.
Oh, yeah.
But out of that, only a third of us that kept it, you actually do. And it just sits in the garage. But one thing is for certain, this guy has kept a lot of these. There's a dude over in Germany, Ralph Stemselfington, in Shire. Either way, yesterday he was given the Guinness World Record for the most snow globes. He's been collecting them for 23 years.
Wow.
And he actually snagged the record back in 2002. He had 6,100 snow globes, but now he's upped it. He's got 11. There's like nobody even going to break this guy's record. 11,017 snow globes. 11,016 snow globes. So congratulations.
Yeah, we had a really cute one that played Jesus Loves Me.
Stymus and Thingville.
And the three-nager just took it over and... Aww. I'm sure Jesus still loves us. So what are you eating for Christmas dinner this year?
Oh.
Ham, turkey, roast? Or how about a nice Cornish game hen? Could be yours if you choose to dine at one of the most exclusive places on earth. That would be the prison in where Diddy is at. So yeah, that you know where that is. Either way, he's going to be getting down with some poultry, mashed potatoes on the big day, along with some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, just to kind of keep it classy. Bran flakes for breakfast and soy chicken for lunch. So I guess the moral of the story is make good choices, and soy is not chicken. So.
Well, I got plenty of oil to fry everything up still. Notable passing from the... It only ran two seasons, though, but I distinctly remember it. The... Buck Rogers. Rogers in the 25th century. Gil Gerard, the actor from Arkansas, passing away at the age of 82. He was also in several films, including Airport 77 and the like. And the Rolling Stones announced yesterday that for the first time in a very long time, they will not tour in the year of 2026. Because Keith Richards isn't up to it.
What?
He's been dealing with some health issues.
No way.
Keith Richards turns 82 tomorrow. So, well, we're not making it to the new year, are we? All right.
Never leave.
That's not a good sign.